Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon.
Warning, there's truth ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and
greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. I could use a drink, maybe raw milk.
Raw milk?
Yeah.
Watch out. The FDA has an office right down the street. And it turns out in Pennsylvania, an Amish, they did a sting operation at an Amish farm.
A sting on the Amish.
Yeah, but let's talk about that in a moment because, you know, the Enyart family, Doug, we've been raising our three youngest boys on raw milk for many years.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I had no idea. They seem perfectly fine and normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
In the show. And also, we have in Arizona lawmakers that are trying to ban cussing in the classroom.
Okay. Well,
vulgar language.
Now, we're a little further to the right of that. We're for banning the classroom, at least in the public schools. But we could address the issue.
Yeah, that's right. And they're not talking about students cussing. They're talking about the teachers. That's how far we've gone, right?
Oh, wow.
Remember George Carlin's 7 dirty words?
I do remember that.
You can't say on TV.
Yes.
So now you can't say them in the classroom either if you're a teacher.
Okay.
Well, if these Republicans get their way in Arizona. But, Doug, wow. This is off topic. I remember that George Carlin died back in 2008 on a Sunday, and on Monday we did right here on Bob Enyart Live, and this surprised a lot of people.
Yeah.
We did the 7 reasons why George Carlin did not go to hell.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's
we
counterintuitive.
Did that right
the title
here.
Is
on, right.
Yeah.
But, and we could revisit that briefly later. Like reason number 1, he did more evil than good. He didn't go to hell because he did more evil than he performed good.
I think I see where this is going.
And reason number 2, you know, 7 reasons why George Carlin did not go to hell. He didn't go to hell because he didn't tithe.
No, that was not a part of the...
Right.
You know, might have been a very generous fellow for all we know.
Yeah. But anyway, so I want to get to that later too. There's something really big, and it has to do with Santorum and Bob Enyart Live. And I jumped the gun, and I have to correct myself.
Oh, no. No, don't say that, Bob, because I jumped the gun. I was waving a gun the morning after he won the straw poll.
The flags,
here. I was waving something really loud. I was very excited.
Yeah, well, yeah, and me too. In fact,
can I be honest, though?
Won in 4 states now.
Yeah. I was more excited that Romney lost than Rick won.
Well, yeah, well, absolutely. And that Romney is losing in the polls in Michigan.
Yes.
And nationwide, he's not doing very well.
Yeah, that's
so
exciting.
It is very exciting, but I did jump the gun, and I want to explain it and explain why I'm taking a step backward.
Taking a step backward to re-examine Rick?
From supporting Santorum, and here's why. On this show for many, many, many years, we have urged people to only support candidates who advocate for personhood, the right to life of the unborn child.
Right.
if somebody says that they have exceptions, they're willing to kill these certain kids, mm-hmm. like George W. Bush, for his 8 years as president, he supported the killing of over 3 million children if you only add up his exceptions. That's
it. And folks could do that for themselves by going to Pro-Life Profile.
They could go to either ProLifeProfiles.com.
Yes.
Click on George W. Bush's mug.
Yeah, his profile.
His profile.
Yeah.
Or go to ExceptionsCalculator.com. Just enter his name, his term in office, and just start clicking on what his position is.
Yeah, because he had several exceptions, like if the child's father was a criminal, he was okay with killing the child.
Right. And about a half a dozen exceptions, depending on how you count them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could decide for yourself. There's the list of all the various abortion compromise positions.
Right.
Click the ones that Bush holds to, and you'll see how many kids he advocated killing.
3 million. Wow.
And it's startling. It's stunning. It's terrible. So if a politician says, I'm pro-life, but I have these exceptions, then they're in what is called Tier 4 personhood never.
Wow.
Because if they had their way, the government would never recognize the God-given right to life of the unborn child.
Mm.
Then there's another issue of regulations.
Ah, yes, regulations.
Right? There are leaders like, say, Jill Stanek is an example, or Randall Terry is an example.
Yeah.
And they say, we want personhood to pass in America.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we advocate regulations.
Mm.
Like if you wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby.
Okay.
Or if you don't do a partial birth abortion, you pull the baby out to the neck and you kill him. If you follow the law passed by all these Republicans, that if you pull the baby out to the belly button, then you could stab him in the back of the neck and kill him.
Mm.
So it's a 4-inch variation
to
the PBA ban. Or if you get informed consent, you could kill the baby. And so we point out that all these are inherently exceptions.
Mm.
They're saying that as long as you comply with this pro-life requirement, then you could kill the baby.
And that's counterproductive. I think we've all come to realize that.
Right. That has turned the entire federal judiciary against the right to life of the unborn child.
Yeah. The Republican conservative Christian leaders have trained the politicians.
Yeah. And the judges.
And the judges.
We go to a judge and we say, Judge, do you agree with this bill? It says that if you wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby.
Mm.
Well, here's a judge. Let's say he was nominated by a Republican.
Okay.
Pro-life president, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's confirmed by a Republican Senate, say.
Yeah.
He toyed with the idea that maybe the baby has a right to life.
He's thought about it.
He's thought about it. Sort of open to the possibility. But this law says if you wait 24 hours, you can kill the baby. And if he has a brain at all, he thinks, well, if this is legitimate, that means the baby doesn't have a right to life. And it means that I could declare whether or not it could be legal to kill the baby after you wait 24 hours.
And so it could be the so-called conservative religious leaders who give the judge some sense of, some cover on the issue.
Yeah, exactly right. If the law said if you wait 24 hours, then you can kill a Jewish child, the judge would be horrified.
I hope so.
Hopefully, most judges.
Yeah.
And the judge would say, this is not only unconstitutional, which is very secondary, this violates fundamental human rights, the rights we have from our Creator, including the right to life. This is not a just law. This is an abomination. And they would strike it down.
Mm-hmm.
But we ask our judges to uphold all these regulations on how you can proceed to legally kill the baby.
Mm.
And so we've destroyed the entire federal judiciary. They're now against the right to life of the unborn child.
Wow.
That's where we're at.
Mm.
And so Rick Santorum, when he, along with Rick Perry and others, you and I, so many of us, thousands around the country, were so excited and thankful, and I'm very thankful to the Personhood Movement, Personhood USA, Keith Mason, Gualberto Garcia Jones, because they went to these Republican campaigns, including Steve Dace, a Salem radio talk show host, and said to these politicians, look, to be pro-life, you have to support personhood. You have to say, I have no exceptions. I will not support killing a single baby. And so as they began to sign the pledge, I mean, I'm ecstatic that they've signed the pledge.
Yeah, it's great.
Of course, to this day. Now, Ron Paul was the only one who, the same time he signed it, he said, and by the way, if the states want to continue to kill kids in the womb, that's their right.
Right, yeah.
So that negates.
That's why American Right to Life rejected his pledge.
That's right.
Outright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personhood USA questioned his pledge.
Yeah.
Then you have the regulations. And when we had Governor Rick Perry from Texas saying explicitly, you know, I always said I was pro-life, but I had exceptions. And when I heard the personhood message and when Rebecca Kiesling came to me and said, who's a personhood spokeswoman, and said, it is wrong to kill a child because her father's a criminal, a rapist.
That really got through to Rick.
And he said, you know, I just never thought of it. And so, of course, it's wrong. And so I grieve at all the kids that I supported killing over the years. I don't support that any longer.
Praise God.
That's exciting. And Rick Perry pledged to support personhood in Texas.
Right.
So now we'll see. We'll try to hold him to his word. Well, what we didn't do, and we said at the time, we're going to take these politicians at their word, but then if they break their word, then we will hold them accountable and proceed accordingly.
Right.
Well, something I didn't do in the excitement of, you know, the fog of war and all, it's easy to get carried away with politics the way you get carried away with the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup or the Final Four. So I didn't go back to Rick Santorum's campaign website. It's not exactly hidden on the internet.
Okay. Rick, maybe, RickSantorum.com.
Yeah, maybe you could pull it up.
That up right here.
RickSantorum.com. His third tab is issues.
Yeah.
And if you go down his list of issues, about five or six down, there's the dignity of every human life.
Right, defending the dignity of every human life right here on his website.
And what most pro-lifers and the vast majority of politicians don't understand is that when they support personhood and they say, I will no longer support an exception, you have to protect every child. That's your goal. You have to protect every child by love and by law. You could never, ever say in law that if you follow these regulations, then you could kill the baby.
That's logical. And Rick Santorum, the headline on the section on his position on human life says, defending the dignity of every human life.
Of every human life. So he has a list here of accomplishments that he is supporting of bills that have passed or are pending. And these are, for the most part, these are child-killing regulations which the personhood movement has learned has been counterproductive for over 30 years. Going on 33 years now, the pro-life movement has lost its way, and personhood is bringing it back to the vision, back on track.
Yeah, and it's only been about 5 years that the personhood movement has been vocally and been able to interact with some of these politicians, try to
getting,
educate them.
Right, and getting traction.
Right.
So let's go through some of these. He has...
Well, the very first one is depressing.
Yeah.
I wish
what
I'd
is the first one?
Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act.
That's right.
He sponsored it.
Rick Santorum sponsored it, and the entire pro-life movement was urging him to do this.
Yes. Yes, they were.
So it's a lack of wisdom and a lack of weighing their actions based on God's standards. That you don't compromise on do not murder. You don't say you can't kill the baby by pulling him out to the neck. You have to pull him out at least to the belly button before you kill him.
Okay, now
that's what the law says.
To be fair to Mr. Santorum, the law was written and then signed into law in 2003, but wasn't the regulation you're citing specifically there, wasn't that a part of the judicial opinion?
That's part of the law. That's the law.
That's in the law itself.
Yeah, it's in the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, And the word ban is a metaphor for something else because it's not a ban.
Not at all.
The ban says that if you pull the baby out, this is what the Republican National Right to Life politicians wrote. If you pull the baby out to the belly button, you could proceed to do a partial birth abortion.
Oh.
You can't pull him out to the neck.
I'm sorry. I thought that was what the Supreme Court wrote. But they were actually citing what's in the actual
in the
bill, what
right.
was in the bill.
And the Supreme Court said, and in fact, according to the bill, you can do a textbook partial birth abortion if in different circumstances, like if the mother's over-dilated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the mother's over-dilated and the baby slips out, his whole body is out except for his head is in the womb, then you could go ahead and stab him in the back of the neck and kill him.
So many holes in that ban that you could drive a truckload of murdered children through.
And the PBA, because of the way the ban is written and because of the ruling says, look, according to the ban, you could kill this same child in many other ways.
Yeah.
Including you could give him a lethal injection that kills him.
That's right.
They even describe what drug to use. Mm. And, Doug, it is the only Supreme Court ruling in our history that is a manual on how to perform late-term abortions. Mm. They actually recommend the different ways to dismember the child, to abort the child intact. It is so vulgar and violent.
So I can understand, in hindsight, how Mr. Santorum, like so many other politicians, was misled by National Right to Life and other pro-family organizations. But now I'm seeing it on his website today after he signed
the pledge.
The pledge.
So what he needs to do and what we need to encourage him to do is to now take his pledge for no exceptions and apply it to his strategy. It is no longer going to pass as acceptable pro-life strategy to support a law that ends with, and then you could kill the baby. That's why we've gotten nowhere. Since 1980, we've gone backwards. Since Ronald Reagan was elected, and he told National Right to Life that he will support the effort to pass a federal human life amendment.
Right.
And they turned him down. They said, no, we want to work state by state with a state by state strategy. And you fast forward from 1980 till today, 32 years later, and National Right to Life says we're against the state by state.
That's right, because that's what's going on right now in the personhood movement. So
you go over a third of a century, and they're against it federal, they're against it by state. What they support is a never-ending abortion strategy, which includes fundraising opportunities of hundreds of millions of dollars.
So it's really a pro-life industry. I believe that's a term that you've coined.
I don't know, Doug, but the PBA ban raised, and this has been documented, it's on American Right to Life site, over $250 million for the pro-life industry.
And didn't prevent a single abortion.
Right.
So Rick Santorum, Bob, he's going to be placed in the crucible here over the next few days over women's health issues, reproductive choice issues, pro-abortion issues.
Yeah, he was asked if he supports banning contraception.
Yeah.
And he said, absolutely, in no conceivable way. You need contraception for all kinds of reasons. And I think it was MSNBC reported, Rick Santorum is advocating banning contraception.
Right, yeah.
That's how they interpret it.
Yes, so he's not going to get a fair shake either way. So he might as well stand on principle. he might as well stand for what's right.
Well, that's
a great
point. He
should stand for what's right.
So he also advocates these other regulations, like the Informed Choices Act.
Yeah. That's right there on his website. That's consent.
Well, let me give a few examples. The Unborn Victims of Violence Act, the Unborn Child Pain Awareness Act.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
These bills, typically what they say is, well, in the Unborn Child Pain Awareness Act, the unborn child could feel pain.
Right.
And so if you give an anesthetic, you give a painkiller, then you could kill the baby.
Yeah, and I think that bill also requires that a doctor inform the mother that the child is going to feel pain, and if she agrees to that and signs off on it, then you can kill the baby.
Yeah. Now, because Rick Santorum likely has not been outside of an abortion clinic on the street as a sidewalk counselor day in and day out for months or years.
He has not.
And he doesn't need to. Not everybody needs to do that.
No.
But he doesn't realize that so many of the women going into Planned Parenthood go to church.
Yeah.
They're Christian. They'll even say they're pro-life. And they're desperately looking for an excuse or justification. And so if their baby could get an anesthetic and not feel pain,
yeah,
that will absolutely be used as an affirmative factor in the minds of many women to go ahead and get the abortion because the baby won't feel any pain.
Talk about the law of unintended consequences.
Exactly. Wow. And it's immoral to pass a law, to write a law, to support a law that says if you do this, then you could kill the baby. Now, your motive might be to reduce the number of kids killed.
I have no doubt that that's the motive of most of the people involved.
Right.
Absolutely.
But it backfires when you do something immoral. Mm. You easily end up killing more people. In fact, if Roe v. Wade was ever overturned, these laws all end up keeping abortion legal.
Mm.
If Roe v. Wade is merely overturned.
And so that's by the sheer weight of the laws passed by the pro-life industry. That's why personhood is really the only solution. It's the only solution.
Yeah,
now.
That's right. Because it's principled. It's a return to the vision of victory and principle on which we could stand.
And it will, in one fell swoop, it will overturn all the abortion regulations. We won't have to go one by one.
That's right.
Well, this is depressing to see this all on Rick Santorum's website.
Yes.
I voted for him, by the way, in the straw poll.
Doug, I voted for him.
Yeah.
And I was excited. Now, I needed to do my due diligence and go and look, okay, Santorum has supported the personhood pledge. And I said on this show, now, we take him at his word, but if we see that he then does something that contradicts the pledge, then we have to hold him accountable.
Now, does this qualify the fact that he has not gone and addressed these issues that he's obviously proud of? He's proud of these issues. That's why they're listed on his website.
Right. He's listing laws as though these are great accomplishments.
Right. So it seems to me someone needs to call
and
his attention.
And pending laws. Yeah.
Call his attention to this and see if see if he's open to rethinking these issues.
Yeah. So people could write to Rick Santorum.
Yeah.
And ask him to reconsider his support for abortion regulations. Could point him to AmericanRightToLife.org/regulations.
Right. A tremendous resource. Almost every question about abortion regulations is answered.
Is right there on that one
comprehensive
page.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a powerful, powerful analysis of how all these regulations have backfired.
Well, I would hope that Rick would be open to rethinking it, and I'm not going to throw Rick under the bus yet until I give him an opportunity to seriously address these issues.
Well, yeah, I don't throw, say, Jill Stanek under the bus.
No.
No. Or Priest for Life, Father Pavone. Mm-hmm. He's been thrown under the bus, but not by us.
Not by us.
But we point out that their position is inconsistent and they're undermining personhood by supporting regulations which require these judges to reject the right to life of the child.
Mm.
So, all right, now, so that's the sad news for me, and I apologize to the audience. I should have been more careful. You know, you get carried away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, once they sign the pledge, you know, it kind of...
Yeah.
Well, folks, you can go on Rick Santorum's website, by the way. You can go. There's a contact link. You can send an email. I would encourage everyone to do that.
And this is not something he's done since he signed the pledge. This is a continuation of where he was at.
Yeah.
Now he has to process it and think it through.
Right. All this stuff was written and put up on the website long ago
in
the campaign.
So when we get a person, any person, to support personhood, it's then another step to get them to realize that regulations undermine personhood.
And the Focus on the Strategy 3 video, one of the best resources to understand these arguments. And that's part of, if you subscribe this month for the telethon, if you subscribe to the monthly topical videos, you will receive Focus on the Strategy 3 so you can better understand the fundamentals of the personhood movement. By the way, we're at $9,662.
Oh, we're almost at 10,000.
We need someone to push us over 10,000 today.
$9,662.
Less than $300.
And our goal for the month is, it's very difficult to reach. And
$30 million.
$30 million.
We only need $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart
alive. Just another $20,300.
On the internet for another year.
38.
Where we have a worldwide global reach.
And Doug, if someone subscribes, then we take the monthly amount, whether it's $25 a month, a donation or a subscription to our topical DVDs, like you were just saying, or our Bible studies or our sermons, DVD, audio, whatever they subscribe to, we have many really neat offerings. Then we take that monthly amount, whether it's $20 or $50 a month, and we multiply it by 10.
Uh-huh. To be conservative.
Well, right. Because we don't know how long people will stay with their subscription.
Right. Now, these subscriptions, by the way, they don't expire. They just keep coming in. But if you want to cancel, you can call and cancel at any time.
Well, anytime,
it's
of course.
An ongoing subscription.
And on average, people keep their subscription for years.
Oh, yeah.
That's such an honor and a thrill, and it helps us meet our expenses every month.
Right.
If somebody subscribed to $35 a month, that would apply to our telethon as $350, and we'd be there over $10,000.
There you go. One subscription. Call 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278, or go to kgov.com.
Yeah. So, Doug, the Food and Drug Administration.
Yes. Yes. Now, why is the government regulating food or drugs? I'm not sure about all
this. This poor Amish farm.
Okay.
Rainbow Acres Farm.
Uh-huh. Sounds so like a subversive organization right there.
Yeah, the Obama administration pulled off a sting operation, and at 5 a.m., they were on the guy's property.
He was already awake milking cows.
Yeah.
He's like, what, you boys been in bed?
Yeah, and one of his customers said in Maryland, they forced taxpayers to pay for abortion, but God forbid we want the same milk our grandparents drank.
Oh, wow.
What a good quote.
That is good.
And Doug, our boys, for years, this is all we get is raw milk. That's
it. And you pay a premium for raw milk, by the way.
You do.
Yeah.
You have to buy part of the cow.
Right. You have to buy into a cow.
And so which part you buy, it's, you know, it depends. We always bought the udder part. But, Doug, our kids play hockey. They snowboard. Zachary canoed 75 miles in Canada. Canoed.
Wow.
They camp out 10, 20 nights a year.
They're healthy, rambunctious young men.
Yeah, and the stuff is good for you. And here the government is raiding an Amish farm for selling milk.
While regulating the murder of innocent people.
Right.
Ironic. So, tragically ironic.
I'm going to pray for Rick Santorum.
I'll do the same.
Thank you, Doug McBurney. Hey, God bless you guys.
Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom in teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.